congratulations on the nomination, and maybe let us know how what it means to you.
Yeah, you know, I was told yesterday about it, and you know, it's a pretty big honor. You know, you never want to, you know, go through, you know, you know, an injury like that. But if you do, you want to come back and have a good, solid year the next year. And you know, it's been you know, good for me from a standpoint of you know, staying healthy, you know, the whole season, and having a bigger role in this team.
You've been very open and honest about it this year. Can you maybe, now that a year's gone by, take us through the whole experience and how good it is to be back playing and healthy?
Yeah, I mean, one day your livelihood's gone, and yeah, you're not able to do normal activities that you do for your career, and anytime that's taken away from you, like how it was, it's pretty frustrating. And you know, there are times when you do get you know, depressed, and I guess you're not all there as your normal person. But you know, I've always been a positive guy, and I always knew I'd come back from it, and just had to, you know, just let it run its course, and you know, that's what I did. And you know, luckily that you know, I did have another year on my contract, and coming into Winnipeg's been, you know, just great for me. So you know, that, you know, I've always been a firm believer, you know, that you know, things happen for a reason, and you know, obviously this might have been the reason why.
Do you appreciate the game more now? And you know, now that you have almost a full season under your belt, do you feel you play differently? Do you see it differently?
No, I don't play any different. I think with any injury that I've ever had, I mean, you know, this is what's been successful for me. And when you start changing that, you know, you're not going to be the player you are or what's gotten you to this level. So, you know, after any injury, you know, you just got to come back and have a clear mind of, you know, you're ready to go and you're healthy. And you just play. I mean, it's a physical game. Things happen, obviously. But I think I've been smarter, put myself in, you know, different situations where it could lead to an injury. But the way I play hasn't changed whatsoever.
You've always played the game with a lot of passion and enthusiasm. But as Jim talked about a moment ago, is there kind of an appreciation that goes along with that now every day when you come to work? Do you feel something different towards your job that you maybe didn't feel before?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even, you know, getting older and you don't know how many years you have left, and you know, I've always been a guy that, you know, always played on, you know, 1 or 2 year contracts, and yeah. I mean, you never know when's going to be done. And you just have to prepare, you know, for the future, I guess. And I think I've taken the necessary steps to do that. But I feel like I still got a lot of years left in me, and you know, if I stay healthy, you know, I think I can play you know, in this league for you know, a lot more time.
I understand you've talked to some other players who are going through concussion issues about what you went through, and maybe try to support them.
Yeah.
How have you felt in terms of that role? Do you feel a sense of responsibility at least to let them know that there is light on the other side of things?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think anytime you have, you know, a teammate that's you know, struggling with an injury, it's always nice to go up to him and kind of talk to him about it. Because, you know, when I had mine, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Sidney Crosby brought it to the forefront. But you know, we had ours right around the same time as was a day after mine. And I think the league's done a good job, and the trainer's done a good job of understanding, you know, what's going on and educating, you know, players. So when I was going through it, I was getting educated, and you know, I think more than maybe other players do, just from going through it for so long and being active in it. So anytime I can, you know, lend a word of advice, I'm there to do it for sure.
Maybe a word on what's it like being at the rink today after last night, and how you stay focused for the Rangers.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, last night was really tough. You know, didn't get many hours of sleep, and you know, you just run the game back, you know, through your head like every game. But I mean, obviously yesterday, you know, maybe took a little bit more of a toll on us, just because you know, just coming down to the end here, and every point's crucial, and you know, we were right there to get one, you know, if not two yesterday. So that's definitely hard when you give points up like that at such a crucial time in the year. You know, I think just coming to the rink here, it's good being around the guys. You know, if we had the day off and we were just kind of sitting around by ourselves, it'd be a little bit tougher. But coming here and talking to the guys and seeing everybody, you know, I guess it, you know, we're going over the plan for tomorrow. So, I mean, we're moving on for sure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yep.